You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I want to hear, because you mentioned this too. You know, Fred was the horse.
Yeah.
How did you broke a horse yourself?
Okay. Now here's another lesson.
Okay.
Somewhat in how not to be. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. This horse was named Fred, and he was bred from Bommy's Baby. It was a big old bellied registered quarter horse, and then from the greatest horse I was ever around in my life. Mm-hmm. His name was Bob, okay?
Okay.
My dad got Bob off the King Ranch via another man gonna sell him. He somewhat took him to kill him, knock him in the head, okay? Because he had such a bad wound on his back hock that it was the size of almost a basketball. It was so swollen.
Wow.
And so my dad saw him, and because my dad had animal husbandry at a high estate and always dreamed of farming and ranching, okay?
Right.
He learned some things about how to take care of animals, and we had this spray called Aramycin spray. You spray it on a wound. And so he bought that horse for $1,500, which was sentenced to death, which is a risk.
Right.
A great risk, okay? Didn't know if he could help him.
Right.
Brought him to our ranch. We took care of him. Bob turned into an unbelievable horse. So we bred Bob to Bommy's Baby. Now we get Fred.
Okay.
Fred's my horse, okay? So I'm going to try this thing called horse wisdom before there was a book.
Right.
Before there's a story, okay? Because I think God put a sensitive part in me too, see?
What's horse whispering?
Horse whispering is where you teach an animal and you speak to him and you break him without harshness.
Okay.
Okay, a horse will actually follow you. I wasn't that far along, but the way I broke him, I would tie him up with a halter and I would rub Fred with a croaker sack. That's a sack a sack, and it's kind of a rough sack. I'd rub him everywhere. And then when it would come time to rub him totally everywhere, he's a little rough. He's a yearling colt, but he's more than a colt. I'd tie up his hind leg up to his neck under his body, and now he's standing on three legs.
Okay.
And so now I could rub him everywhere, and I'd ease up on him, and I'd put a blanket on him, then I'd put a saddle on him. I finally broke Fred where I could ride him.
Wow.
He'd run fast like the wind. But then I went off to college, and I wasn't there for about 3 months, and I came back in our corral, had a base rock hard pan flooring to it. It was hard.
Right,
And so I got up on old Fred. I thought, hey, everything's cool, Fred, you know?
Right.
No, he went into a bucking spree.
Oh, no.
Just like in a rodeo. Bucking. I think, man.
And you're on him.
I'm on him.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm playing ride him cowboy.
Right.
I think I'm doing pretty good, but somehow
I
lost it. I went up in the air, and I came down. I landed on my back. Another story, I got the wind knocked out of me.
Oof.
Well, it scared my dad.
Right.
It scared my dad.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'll tell the totality of the story, because I know if you're an animal lover and you, you know, don't want to hurt animals. But my dad tied him up to a lighter post. That's a post that's made out of lighter, which is real tough. And he took his dog whip and he beat Fred.
Oh, wow.
And he beat him and he beat him and he beat him. Every area of his body. Where I was trying to bring gentleness to him, he beat him. And then he turned that whip to me and he said, now get on him. I'm telling you, there wasn't no turning my dad down. I know he wasn't going to hit me, but there's no for that, okay?
Right.
I got up on old Fred, and now he's on his tippy toes. He's shivering, and we went around the place shivering. And so then after, Fred had his spirit broken.
Oh, wow.
He had his spirit broken. He never could quite run the same.
Wow.
I even had to be a little harsh for him to get him to do things myself.
Right.
And so what I'm saying, listen, with your children, with your employees, if you want the best out of your employees, don't break their spirit. You can do it with just a harsh word.
Right.
It doesn't have to do with a whip. Sometimes a word,
sticks
and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt. That is a lie.
True. Yes, it's not
words
true.
Wound deeper than sticks ever will. So with your employees, I try to catch them doing something good. And then later on, I say, hey, I saw you doing that. Good job.
Wow.
Good job. Okay.
That's powerful.
Yeah. In fact, when I have my staff meetings, they first thought it was a little crazy, but I work with what I have my counsel. I have the three supervisors, and I say, okay, what do we see that doctor do good during this week? Okay. And I asked the Lord, how can I change my staff meeting? It was kind of like wah, wah, wah. And so the scripture I got as I sought the Lord was, think on these things. If there be any praise, if there be a good report, if anything's pure or true, think on these things. So I said, think on these things in the staff meeting? And I thought, oh, I could bring out and praise each one.
Right.
So we praise each doctor, okay, because they'll have a patient that maybe went back to therapy hurting, and then they went back there and they comforted them. Or maybe an employee came in, even on their days off. Mm. And so that supervisor praises them. Right. With each part, we look for that kind of praise, right? Wow. And if we have a patient that's done well, several of them, we'll praise them. And what it's done, it's brought a team into our clinic that we never had before. An amazing teamwork, okay? So if there be any praise, praise your wife, praise your son. Mm. Don't be harsh, be gentle. All right, so where were we? We're coming back
to... Well, that's
good.
So I think about even Quint Studer with the Studer Group.
Yeah.
That he built his whole company off of, I believe, that concept of catching people doing something good.
Okay.
And he's done really well.
Oh, he's done
wonderful. You know, with the hospitals and the medical industry. But, you know, it's that concept.
Right.
You know, and it really is a biblical concept where...
It is.
Jesus is telling us, we're so caught up on focusing on the negative, especially in business, you're thinking that's going to affect the bottom line, and... We might lose that customer, but being harsh is not going to change the
atmosphere. No, it only makes it go downhill.
Yeah.
It goes downhill. It gets worse.
You can only hire so many people, right? You start saying, I think I need to treat them differently.
Negative reinforcement works, but only very temporarily. There's a resentment goes into their heart.
Right.
It's not the same. Positive reinforcement will make them want to be a part of the team.
Right. That's good. That's very, very good wisdom.
Ownership.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.